All right, Jet Lawrence, hey, second moto, your brother and you. I don't know if you knew it was him, but that was cool to watch. You guys are ripping through the pack together.
Yeah, I'm amazed how good he's doing, especially like 2 weeks ago having a shoulder basically popped out. Dude, he's freaking one tough ass dude, that's for sure. I'm definitely happy. The only person I would rather get passed by would be him, because out of him and Dylan, they're the only two I have respect for, really. And RJ, I like RJ. But sometimes. Other times I want to kill him. But it was good to see him out there. He's starting to get his feet again. And I'm definitely happy to see him out there again, because he's had a freaking rough few years. He's definitely one of the freaking toughest guys out there, that's for sure. But
your first moto was pretty good. Good start, ran up front.
Yeah, first moto was freaking mint. Yeah. I got a good start. Good around the first turn. Freaking Marswell, I don't know where that came from. It's like he's on a cheetah bike almost. He started to click like 3 gears going out of a turn and freaking dropped their hammer in the first few laps. Yeah. But it just took me a while in the first few laps. There's a few lines that I didn't pick up on that I need to pick up on. So a little bummed by that. That's why I got a pass a few times. But once I found those lines, I was able to keep up with RJ. RJ was freaking on a mission.
He was really good in that first moto.
He was on a mission. I tried staying with him, and I was able to stick with him. I had a few mistakes where I dropped off, but if I stayed with him, I would have got masterful also. And I was hoping if I was close enough to maybe get both on the last lap, but I wasn't able to do it. But definitely getting more, improving more and more. But this close to getting on podium, so hey, I just need to. My day will come with getting on the podium. Hopefully it's soon. Gonna keep trying my 100%, like I always do, and just make sure I excel in everything. Do get a good start. Yep. Make sure my laps, my fitness is fine. Like the first moto, I came in, I barely felt puffed. Like I didn't even get tired. Just trying to get that ice speed up and that stuff with a few things. But the second one, I was feeling really good, and then with 2 laps to go, it's like my muscles just like almost cramped up. Like, and I just, because I was pulling J Coop in and Whackers, I was hoping I could maybe get 2-1 on the last lap, but my muscles cramped up, and I tried pushing. I started making more mistakes. I'm like, smart thing would be to do is just to back it down a bit and finish instead of trying to push and end up going over the bars again.
You were a guy I thought that might think about airing out that leap. We saw Troll Train do it, and then Yamaha's, and that's it.
Yeah, that second one, I thought of it hard. I seen KTM's doing it. I'm like, dude, I thought about it so hard, but I'm like...
A KTM guy did it?
Yeah, I seen Derek Drake was...
Oh, okay, all right, I missed that.
Yeah, but I thought about it so hard, but I'm like, I don't want to hit it and case it, then blow out a front wheel or back wheel, and then that's my race done. So I'm like, I'd rather lose a few tenths or seconds from that, not hitting that, and then try and gain it somewhere else. But, it was a bit of a gamble. I'm like, should I hit it? Should I not? I don't want to eat crap and case it. Because,
What'd you think of Red Bud, first time here?
It's pretty cool track. I love the track. It sucks I didn't get to really experience the fans. Yep. But Hunt, I was kind of going off Hunter's information because he's been here like 2 years now. Yep. And he said that it's not as same as the GP's fans because they're freaking wild, those Euros. It's hard to beat them, but he said it is pretty cool. It sucks that we couldn't do it on 4th of July and that, but I'm basically thankful that we're allowed to race here, at least with this pandemic.
It's hard to beat fans who blast techno and have chainsaws in the pits. It's just tough to beat that.
Yeah, that's hard. I don't know how they get the chainsaws in.
Nobody knows. All right, thanks, Jet. Appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good one.